perhaps the most mysterious characters in the biblical Christmas narrative are the three travelers from the east who follow a star and arrive to bring gifts to the newborn Jesus. We read about them in Matthew chapter 2, which says, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.'" The English translations of the scripture speak of wise men, or the three kings, if we're singing about them. But the original Greek word for these men is magos, or magi in Latin. The word magi, loosely translated, means magicians or astrologers. It's the root word of our English word magic. It's highly likely that these three wise men were priests in a religion known as Zoroastrianism, largely practiced in what would be modern Iran. In Jesus' time, magi were internationally renowned for their astrological prowess, considered a serious scientific practice at the time. If they were alive today, they'd probably be working for NASA or SpaceX. They devoted their lives to studying the stars. We'd probably call them nerds. We've considered the Christmas journey through the lens of the mind, but it's clear these guys made an epic journey of the body to find their way into the story. We don't know exactly where in Persia they began, but it's safe to guess that they traveled an upwards of 1,400 miles to arrive in Israel. For a sense of scale, if we were to travel 1,400 miles from this location, we'd probably end up somewhere in central Kansas. Assuming that they traveled at a very brisk pace of 50 miles a day by camel, it would have taken them at least a month or longer across deserts and mountains. It was no casual trip. It should be noted that unlike Mary and Joseph and Zechariah and Elizabeth and even the shepherds, there's no biblical record of God specifically calling them to find and honor Jesus. All they knew was that a star had risen and it caught their attention, and they needed to go see and find out what was happening. They had put it together that the star was announcing the new king in Israel. It's possible they were scholars of the Jewish Torah and had read the prophecy in the book of Numbers that says, "A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel." They had an idea of why they were coming, but they weren't exactly sure who they were going to find. I can't help but wonder if some of us are here in this room right now on a physical Christmas journey, like the Magi, but you're just not exactly sure why. You probably didn't navigate here via the stars to get to ABF. Maybe you followed your grandkids, your own little shining stars. Maybe a neighbor invited you to come and have some cupcakes and enjoy some music. Well, I don't know if I would travel 1,400 miles for all the desserts out there, but they are pretty good, so maybe I would. Whatever your reason, each of you had to physically get up and go. We're so glad you came. You are welcome here. Wherever you're from, whatever your background, whatever drew you to this place in this moment, it's our sincere hope and prayer that you would find a connection with Jesus Christ and you would find yourself part of the Christmas story.